And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus and you have received his free gift of salvation, I'm glad to tell you the Holy Spirit of the Most High God lives on the inside of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" In another place, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, that is in John chapter 14, verse 16, he said to them, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." And verse 17 tells us who that helper is. It says, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." So if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, his Holy Spirit dwells with you and is also in you. And one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit lives inside of us is so that he can work in you and change your character to become exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Philippians 2:13, the Bible tells us, "It is God, that is the Spirit of God, who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." So the Holy Spirit works in you, if you are a Christian, so that it can change your character to become exactly like the character of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." So he works in us to change us into the image, the personality of Christ Jesus. New Living Translation makes it clearer. It says, "And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him," more and more like Jesus, "as we are changed into his glorious image." So the Holy Spirit works in you to make you to be more and more like Jesus Christ. And how does he do this? He does this by producing in us what Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 calls the fruit of the Spirit. Let's read that portion of scripture in the New Living Translation. It reads, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." So these nine attributes that are listed in Galatians 5, 22-23 is what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. Notice that the Bible, though they're nine in number, does not refer to them as the fruits of the Spirit, but it calls it the fruit of the Spirit. That's because it is one complete inseparable package. It is the complete character of the Lord Jesus Christ produced in a Christian's life by the power of the Spirit of God. And over the next couple of weeks, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are going to study in detail all nine parts of the fruit of the Spirit and how we can cultivate it in our lives in a series that I have titled Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. So today, my friend, we're beginning a new series called Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. I want you to understand that producing the fruit of the Spirit is not an option for you as a Christian. It is a must. It is not an option. God expects God requires that every Christian should manifest the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in their lives. You know, oftentimes you hear about people say, well, this is my personality, this is the way I am. That is not an excuse. God has given you and me His Spirit so that our personalities, the one that we were born with, should be transformed by the Holy Spirit into the personality, the image of Christ Jesus. And the personality of Christ we see is exemplified or characterized by these 9 attributes, which the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. So it is a must. If you are a Christian, you must manifest the fruit of the Spirit. In John 15:16, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit." So God has appointed us to bear the fruit of the Spirit. He chose you, He appointed you to produce the fruit of the Spirit. When you produce the fruit of the Spirit, my friend, you prove that you are truly a Christian. But if you are not manifesting the fruit of the Spirit, you show that you have not truly made Jesus the Lord over your life. I want you to understand this very well. You are not a Christian just because you say that Jesus is your Lord. You are a Christian because you abide in His Word and you bear His fruit. In addition to confessing Him as Lord, you must also continue in His Word and manifest His character, which is the fruit of the Spirit. John 15:7-8 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." And verse 8 says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." So the disciples of the Lord are those who bear fruit. Again in Matthew chapter 7 verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "You will know them by their fruits." You will know that a person is truly a Christian, not by their gifts, not by their anointing, not by the blessings that they possess, but by their fruits. He goes on to say, "Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree bear good fruit." Verse 19, he said, "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them." True Christians are known by their character, that they don't just confess Christ. They don't just confess that they believe in Christ. They also behave like Jesus Christ. Look at what Jesus said in verse 21. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." He said, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" So if you claim you know God, if you claim you know Jesus, but you are not manifesting the fruit of His Spirit, Jesus on that day is going to say to you, "God forbid, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." So true Christians don't practice lawlessness. True Christians produce the fruit of the Spirit. And not only is the fruit of the Spirit a true proof that you're a Christian, but if a Christian is not producing the fruit of the Spirit, we see it right here from the words of the Lord Jesus, such a one stands the risk of missing heaven. To those who are not producing the fruit of the Spirit, He's going to say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." This is serious. Jesus is saying right here that a so-called Christian who lacks the fruit of the Spirit stands in danger of going to hell fire. That's what He said in verse 19 of that same chapter, Matthew 7. He said, "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Fire there means hellfire. God forbid, that is not your portion or mine. So if you are a Christian, a believer, God expects you to bear the fruit of the Spirit. God expects you to manifest Christ-like character. And so we must take the issue of producing the fruit of the Spirit very seriously, regardless of the personality that you were born with. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you to change you into the personality of Christ, to produce in you the fruit of the Spirit. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to discuss exactly what this means in great detail. Please do not miss any teaching. You will truly be changed in Jesus' mighty name. Till next time, remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end it all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. I wanna know.